Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 126. It's October 26th, 2020. Four Austin performers were capable of drawing 1,000 crazed hippies and college students at the drop of a cowboy hat. Michael Murphy, a flaxen-haired singer-songwriter from Dallas, who had the two best-selling albums in Austin, Geronimo's Cadillac and Cosmic Cowboy Souvenir. B.W. Stevenson, another Dallas folky, whose husky voice powered several national hits, notably My Maria, which reached number one on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart. Willis Allen Ramsey, a singer-songwriter guitarist who also came out of Dallas, whose debut album showcasing exquisite ballads informed by country music was released on Leon Russell's Shelter Records, gaining him instant cachet with a hip audience, and Jerry Jeff Walker and the Los Gonzo Band, whose live recording, Viva Terlingua, made in the old dance hall in the hill country hamlet of Luckenbach, population 3, with hay bales for baffles, set the standard for Texas-style country rock. Jerry Jeff himself was the culture's icon, the out-of-control gonzo scamp, prone to extended bouts of extreme drunkenness, especially when under the additional influence of a new drug on the scene called cocaine. He became something of a role model for throwing televisions into swimming pools and wrecking hotel rooms with more vigor than a British rock band. With Murphy, I generally knew where he was coming from, said Herb Steiner, the pedal steel guitarist who played with both stars. Jerry Jeff was an unguided missile. Shortly after meeting Walker, Willie Nelson experienced that unpredictability firsthand at a guitar pulling late one night in Bastrop, east of Austin. A very loaded Jerry Jeff kept trying to grab Willie's guitar trigger and play it, which irritated Willie to no end, finally prompting him to grab it from Jerry Jeff and pound him with his fists until Jerry Jeff was crumpled on the floor. As he picked himself up, he looked up at Willie and slurred, "I remember now. You're the same son of a bitch that knocked me down last night for the same reason." Whenever Jerry Jeff wanted audiences to hear his lyrics, he worked Castle Creek, the former Checkered Flag, a listening room one block from the state capitol that booked singer-songwriters such as Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt, Rusty Weir, and B.W. Stevenson. At Walker's request, a friend from Florida named Jimmy Buffett started sitting in between sets in the 300-seat room until he earned his own gig. Castle Creek provided inspiration for a song he wrote called Wasting Away in Margaritaville, which would be his calling card when he played in stadiums to tens of thousands of wannabe Islanders in floral print shirts. So that's just a little bit from Joenick Potaski's Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. I looked up Jerry Jeff in the index to see if I could find just a little bit, a little taste. He died just a couple days ago, and you know, it's too bad. He was 78. I'm not in any respect a Jerry Jeff Walker scholar. Jerry Jeff Walker scholarship is a thing that exists. If you want to pursue it, you want to go to San Marcos to the Whitliff Collections, where he has donated all his papers, photographs, artifacts, stuff like that. The last time I was down there with the regulars on a regular's day off, we got to see a bunch of that stuff. That's really cool. I've been, as kind of after John Prine passed and things like that, and get nostalgic and go looking down the rabbit hole, as they say. And I've listened to a lot of Jerry Jeff and found some great stuff, videos and whatnot. And I will link to them in the show notes. I know he had a massive impact on Todd Snyder. If you don't know Todd Snyder, go onto YouTube. He's a master storyteller. His songs are great. He's a hilarious and signature kind of distinctive performer. And he revered Jerry Jeff. Jerry Jeff changed his life. And rather than retell a Todd Snyder story, I'll link to them in the show notes, which I guess will be at regular.fm/126. And as it happens, a little personal side note, I went to business school here in Austin, 2 years, full-time. So you have one summer break. I interned for a venture capital firm downtown. It was called Prime New Ventures. It was from the founders, the execs that built Prime Cable. They operated cable systems. I think sold it all for the tidy sum in big consolidation waves in that space. And they had a venture firm at the time. And one of the partners was on the board of the State Theater, and they would do an annual fundraising. They had a golf tournament. And a year I was there, the summer I was there, they had a golf outing, I guess. I guess it was a tournament. I wasn't paying attention to any of that. I did go play golf. I play golf about once every 10 years over the last 30 years. And I guess that was my round in the 90s. I get out there, and I am by myself. I'm an intern for this firm. I'm just there. And I get in a group with Todd Snyder and Stephen Fromholtz. I'll link to some of their stuff in the show notes. It was unbelievably hilarious. They were so damn funny. Todd Snyder, I don't think he'd ever held a golf club in his life, but was having a blast. Stephen Fromholtz, I think, was a pretty, like, played golf, definitely. And they're both just as colorful as you can imagine. Todd Snyder said something about, you know, oh, I love Austin. You know, he found out I was from Austin. I love Austin. I lived here for a while. Now I'm over in East Nashville. I own a house outside Fredericksburg somewhere, but I've still never seen it, like that kind of thing. And the guy's like the most literate songwriter. Like, he can artfully weave together like the life stories of other songwriters and their songs and their work into this densely packed sort of set of references that have his one song of his can have tributaries to all these places. So that was awesome. And then there was a gathering of everybody at Salt Lick, and at the pavilion just down the way, Jerry Jeff played a show. I got to meet Jerry Jeff, and I didn't hang out with him or anything, but got to meet him and see a show. I've seen him play several other times over the years, and do appreciate his music. And he certainly holds a place in the pantheon of all that Austin progressive country stuff. That 1973 Viva Terlingua, when it came out, that's the same year that I think Willie Nelson had Shotgun Willie come out, and Waylon had Honky Tonk Heroes, 10 of the 11 songs written by Billy Joe Shaver. Like, it's just a massive explosion. I mean, it's like Paris in the 20s or something. Austin in the 70s with those venues and artists and the newness of Willie and Waylon and the clarion call for everybody to get here. A place where you could do your own thing and you weren't beholden to the industry in New York or Los Angeles or Nashville. To Austin's great strength and also remaining kind of, it's not like there's tons of big industry here even now. But it was a hell of a day. It was fun to have played golf with those two guys. It was hilarious. Gotta be the most unique round of golf I ever had. And one of the things I'll link to in the show notes is Todd Snyder did like a 2.5 hour online tribute, and at the end he's playing, you know, Jerry Jeff songs. I think towards the end he's playing Hill Country Rain and Laying It on the Line, and he adds his own sort of stanza to the last one, and then if I can find it, he closes with this line. He says, you know, just outside of singing and songwriting and all that, if you ask his friends, Jerry Jeff, he wasn't just a singer, he was a way of life. And boy, if there's a single young person watching me, I hope you'll get his records and read his liner notes and listen to what he's trying to lay down, man. So it's a nice tribute. I'm pretty sure if Todd Snyder would declare Jerry Jeff Walker his, you know, his ultimate hero and mentor and guide, he got to meet him. Again, I'll link to two or three versions of those stories because they're amazing. Of late, you know, I grew up just a gigantic baseball fan, still have a bunch of the baseball cards, autographed baseballs, and pictures from these players. And of late, you know, a bunch of those heroes from that era, they're dying. It's just that time. So this year, K-Line, Joe Morgan most recently, Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, I think I'm forgetting other Hall of Famers who have passed this year, and we've lost John Prine and Jerry Jeff. in going down the rabbit hole, I found a time when Jerry Jeff kind of interviewed John Prine, and he played, and just all that stuff. So it's just interesting. So many of those greats from, if you were at the peak of your game in the late 60s, early 70s, you're more than likely in your late 70s, 80s now. I guess another baseball player that died recently, though he was in his 90s, was Whitey Ford. I have Whitey Ford's autograph on a baseball as well, from card shows as a kid, basically. And so I suppose to, you know, treasure them while you can. And but also too, I think the real lesson from Jerry Jeff in particular is not to get too sad or sorry about such things. And it's up to us to get back out in it and make it happen while it's our time, because it doesn't last. I'm tempted to read Hill Country Rain, but I'll just link to the lyrics in the show notes and a couple of performances of him playing it, and y'all can check it out if you want. Thanks, y'all. Talk to you tomorrow.